From author Luann Oakes, Ph.D., creator of Nightingale Conant's best-selling programs, Sound Health, Sound Wealth, and Spiritual Alchemy, comes this magnificent new program, Your Magical Divine Experiment. This unique audio experience is designed to assist you step by step to create and manifest your heart's most treasured desires joyfully and effortlessly by becoming your very own spontaneous fulfillment center. As your assistant spiritual alchemist, Luann accompanies you in every aspect of your journey as you create your own magical divine experiment template using the non-locality of the quantum hologram, simple practical modalities and techniques, and timeless ancient scientific wisdom. In a world where we are continually instructed to set goals and take massive physical actions for the achievement of those goals, Luann shows you how to achieve more by doing almost the exact opposite. She assists you to become the resonance of that which you wish to achieve. The most important aspect of creation is done first from within to without, in the comfort of your overstuffed armchair in front of the warm glow of the fire, on the beach, or in your own special sacred place. This program offers you a new spin on timeless universal laws. You may now enjoy transmuting fear and toxic anxiety into sacred faith, hope, joy, peace, and manifestation. By creating your unique personal divine template, aligning yourself with timeless universal laws of creation, you will access and raise the level of your beta endorphins, also known as feel-good molecules, naturally. This program is for those who have a burning desire for radiant well-being, harmony, and rich abundance in all pleasing forms. If you love blissful, magical, synchronistic moments and want to turn those moments into days, months, and a lifetime of wondrous and powerful manifestations in all areas of your life, this program is for you. CDs 1 through 5 are both educational and instructive. They are designed to assist you, the listener, in the creation of your own unique alchemical, magical, divine experiment template. CDs 1 through 5 also contain restorative and balancing frequency treatments, with appropriate subliminal messages to energize and assist the listener in their own unique motivational and creative process. In addition, all 8 CDs contain subliminal, energizing, and balancing yogic breathing prompts. CDs 6 through 8 are specific frequency treatments, one for each alchemical integration of body, mind, and spirit. And now, to begin your magical divine experiment, here's Luann Oakes.
This is Luann Oakes. I feel very honored to be a part of your magical divine experiment. In a world where we are continually instructed to set goals and take massive physical actions for the achievement of those goals, it's my pleasure to share with you new ways in which you can achieve more by doing almost the exact opposite, by actually doing less. I want to assist you in becoming the resonance of that which you wish to achieve. We'll be talking a lot about resonance. Frequency, resonance, coherence, and non-locality are, in fact, the pillars of this program. Creation, manifestation, and the fulfillment of your heart's most treasured desires is achieved from within to without, in the comfort of your overstuffed armchair in front of the warm glow of the fire, on the beach, or in your own special sacred place. We take actual physical actions only after we are magnetically and magically drawn into morphogenetic fields of our heart's desires. We are then inspired, directed, supported, and even shown the way through synchronistic universal clues that illuminate and clarify our paths, like a joy-filled treasure hunt. Whatever it is you wish to become, experience, and achieve is more easily accomplished when you are invited into the morphogenetic fields of opportunity, first non-locally, personally, and then physically. Your heart's desires are unique to you. Perhaps you desire the experience of feeling more inner peace, freedom, healing from depression, cancer, becoming a multimillionaire, or even saving the planet. There is no end to the list of possibilities. Your magical divine experiment encompasses shifts of perception so that happiness, health, harmony, and joy actually pursue you. Doing less to accomplish more is a lot more fun than cortisol-driven, health-diminishing lifestyles. Cortisol is a stress hormone created by our bodies to deal with emergency and life-threatening occurrences. In our fast-moving information age with time pressure, businesses that operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, our bodies without intervention often stay in emergency mode, and stress hormones such as cortisol and norepinephrine affect our every thought, word, and deed. Situational anxiety, as well as free-floating anxiety, can cause us to try too hard, think too much, often disempowering thoughts, and literally leak our very life force out of the cells of our beings. Situational anxiety can occur if you lost a job, a loved one, or had a divorce. It is related to a specific incident, and you consciously know about it. Free-floating anxiety may occur seemingly out of nowhere. Your kids are okay. Your basic needs are met. By most standards, you should feel secure and happy, but perhaps you don't. Free-floating anxiety is that inauspicious feeling that the other shoe is going to drop. Free-floating anxiety may occur from energy and information floating around in the collective consciousness of your home, city, state, or even across the globe. Science has now proven that the collective consciousness of a city can affect our weather patterns. Free-floating anxiety may also be from your psyche and your subconscious mind. It may be that there's something that you have not yet had the strength and or the comfort level to deal with. This is the time to seek out or reconnect with the support and assistance that is appropriate for you. By feeling safe, being in tune with resonance and groundedness of Mother Earth, you have more freedom, ease, and fun. Being centered naturally assists you to enjoy more inspiration, freedom, and life force for your passion and purpose. In your magical divine experiment, we draw from the deep well of ancient scientific spiritual wisdom and the latest that quantum science has to offer us. Scientific validation from some of the world's greatest thinkers is reassuring to most of us. The quantum physics of resonance, coherence, and morphogenetic fields are amalgamated throughout this program. You may already be familiar with these terms, but if you are not, I will explain them as we move through this program. So, your magical divine experiment utilizes quantum physics, alchemy, and ancient scientific wisdom. This program is about our human perception and the cosmic dance between the subatomic particles of our biology, including our brains, our own unique spiritual essence, and the vast, omnipotent quantum energy ocean of consciousness and intelligence. Your own magical divine template that we will create together assists you in accessing the quantum hologram, a mystical, scientific, and vast natural information structure. Your magical divine experiment is also about how you enhance the way in which you access and interact with this unlimited ocean of intelligence, bringing into your life more exciting synchronistic events. These events provide the inspiration, passion, and direction that is unique and correct for you. There are many things we'll cover in this program. I will briefly reiterate a few of the pertinent and interrelated topics covered in my last Nightingale Conant program, Spiritual Alchemy. I created this program, Your Magical Divine Experiment, in response to the questions and comments that I've received from many of you. I thank you for your interest and your support. I am, of course, a student of this process. My own journey continues to become more effortless and fulfilling. For this, I am most thankful. I will share with you parts of my journey and why I'm so passionate about sharing this information with you. So, in your magical divine experiment, we focus with great detail on you and your particular heart's desires. Whatever your aspirations, I'm supporting you with specific details throughout our journey together of how you may enjoy using the laws of attraction in the wonderful world of ideas. We observe the law of attraction on a physical level using a compass, which interacts with the iron content of the Earth's magnetics to give readings of north, south, east, and west. The laws of attraction we will use in this program are not bound by the physical laws of the Earth's magnetics. They operate non-locally through the unlimited ocean of the divine intelligence of the unified field, or the quantum hologram. This magnetic power does not diminish over physical distance or space and time. As we increasingly master our perceptions and thought patterns, we can't help but magnetically attract our heart's most treasured desires. The magical aspect of this process is in letting go of our attachments of how the process is to unfold. We step aside and let synchronicity magically open doors, often in mysterious ways. This is accomplished through the very resonance of heart-based technology and a new kind of decision-making. For example, in each choice we make throughout our day, we can stop and ask ourselves, am I making this choice out of love or fear? More about this later. I really encourage you to have faith that enjoyment, fulfillment, and fun have a very high resonance. Resonance is the way in which we communicate with all systems, physical and non-physical. When we feel grounded, we are in resonance with Mother Earth. Our Earth is oscillating at approximately 7.83 Hertz. Hertz is the measurement of standing wave frequency, originating from the scientist Dr. Hertz in 1888. The HeartMath Institute has conducted fascinating and scientific studies of meditators who were electromagnetically monitored. As peaceful and meditative states were achieved, test subjects literally became in resonance with our planetary frequencies. If I were to strike a tuning fork, say in the key of A, and I have an identical tuning fork across the room held by the stem, leaving the fork free to vibrate, the moment I strike one tuning fork, the other begins to vibrate without being struck. This is because both forks came into resonance. Another more fun example of resonance is the uncanny ability of people and even pets picking up the resonance of thoughts. Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, who received his doctorate from Cambridge and who is a research fellow of the Royal Society, has published countless scientific papers and books on non-locality and the majestic extended consciousness of both humans and animals, and the ways in which we communicate through the resonance of morphogenetic fields. He relates a story of an African gray parrot called Nakisi, who is in such resonance with his owner, Amy, that he often knows what she's going to do or say before she even does it. For example, Amy said she was thinking of calling Rob and picked up the phone to do so. And Nakisi said, "Hi, Rob," as she had the phone in her hand and was moving towards the Rolodex to look up his number. Intrigued, Dr. Sheldrake made a special visit to New York to observe Amy and Nakisi's telepathic non-local communication. Dr. Sheldrake stated that a laboratory clinical study would have been out of context of Amy's and Nakisi's normal routines and their life together. He developed a rigorous scientific procedure that would fit into their environment. He said, "Amy and I went into another room where Nakisi could not see what we were doing. To preserve the element of surprise, Amy was given sealed envelopes with photographs that Amy had never seen before. As I watched, Amy looked at several different images. Without any verbal communication, she silently picked up an image of a girl and concentrated on it for a moment. Nakisi, the African gray parrot in the other room, spoke with total clarity, 'That's a girl.' With two cameras rolling in different rooms on separate floors of the house, Nikisi continued to make correct choices in which statistical analysis demonstrated that Nikisi's hits were frequent, extraordinary, and far more than would have been expected by chance. The truth is, we all communicate in this way. We can choose to make a conscious decision to enhance the way in which we tune into our innate abilities. Our physical bodies are made up of energy and information. We originate from the subatomic, unmanifest sea of intelligence. We then resonate in like frequencies in order to appear as solid physical matter. Pythagorean and other mystery schools taught that all beings create sound resonance according to their very nature and the state in which they find themselves. Each atom of the universe has its own unique resonance or song. The power behind mantras and chants and our very words are the way in which sound waves become organized. Sounds can be destructive or constructive, emotionally, biologically, and physically. They can expand or contract. They can enfold or unfold. Within our DNA exists a mechanism that functions as a vibratory template. This template consists of acupressure points that respond to the resonance of emotionally charged feeling states. Scientists and spiritual teachers alike agree with the wisdom of the ancients. The emotions of compassion, love, and forgiveness activate the vibratory frequencies that affect our DNA to call forth the molecular equivalents, such as beta endorphins. These are the feel-good molecules in our biochemistry. When we are in tune or in resonance with Mother Earth and the quantum ocean of intelligence, the more synchronicity, ease, and joy we experience. The more separate we are from this resonance, the more difficult our everyday lives become. I believe our truest and most fulfilling states of being are of authentic love and bliss. In your magical divine experiment, our intention is to increase your resonance with the Earth's heartbeat and the oneness of all creation. How do we do this? Fortunately, there is unlimited assistance readily available to us from both the seen and the unseen, from the realm of the miraculous. For some reason, I feel fantastic when I utter the phrase, the realm of the miraculous. Science and spirit now offer us heart-based technology. In each and every moment, we have a choice of how we will send our energetic essence out into the unified field of consciousness. We may not always choose the very first thought we think, but we can improve our ability at choosing the second thought. Can you think of times when your day was going smoothly and suddenly you had a very fear-based or negative thought, seemingly out of nowhere? That first thought and feeling may be triggered by a neural association, perhaps a sound or a visual cue that activates your subconscious mind to bring up a feeling such as fear, often without the actual conscious memory of its origin. We all have emotional triggers and neural associations. I believe that more often than we may consciously realize, we are affected by fear, free-floating anxiety, and negativity that are from a collective consciousness. The thoughts that visit us may not really be our own thoughts. We can, however, choose how we perceive and respond to them. Every thought we think, or more importantly, feel, transmits an energetic message into the web of consciousness. Our task, then, is to make sure we are sending out our highest and best feeling-based thoughts from which we do get a like response. Each information structure in the unmanifest has a morphogenetic field. For example, there are fields that resonate peace, unity, and joy, or fear, judgment, and hate. All living systems emit and receive coherent signals. Photon emission research is in its infancy. When we are communicating through waves and particles, the transmission of our communication is still within the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. When we are communicating non-locally, we are communicating faster than the speed of light. Our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and the sounds we make with our words have geometrical patterns that actually create physical neuronal pathways in our bodies. Upgrading our feeling-based thoughts builds new neuronal pathways in our bodies. Higher resonance, feeling or heart-based thoughts of peace, joy, and compassion give us the corresponding biochemical equivalents, such as beta endorphins. Most of us, at least some of the time, experience embedded old beliefs that often drain pleasure, joy, and life force out of our very cells, as well as the precious moments of our lives. I know that most of you have already done a great deal of personal work and self-improvement to resolve these issues. The old ideas and beliefs that sweat and drudgery are the path for achievement may, right here in this moment, be removed from your template of divine creation. It isn't that we don't take physical action. We take direct and effective action only after we've created our internal template in resonance. We become the resonance of that which we wish to demonstrate or manifest. That is why it's so important to know the feelings which we believe we'll feel when we achieve our dreams and goals. One of the reasons I refer to this program as your magical divine experiment is because it truly is an experiment. To make your experiment magical, then it must be an enjoyable, fulfilling, and synchronistic journey. It also must be in alignment with your highest, best, and most authentic self. You yourself are the scientist in which the observer will change the observed. The worn-out adage, "I'll be happy when," can be set aside. This is a choice only you can make. We can choose to be happy and grateful now, here in this moment. Perhaps you're on your way to work or on your way home. Maybe you're facing an important decision regarding your job, relationship, or a medical decision. Throughout this program, we'll be discussing ways in which we can make perceptual shifts and simplify the choices we make to provide more freedom and ease in each moment. We can upgrade how we deal with difficult people and situations and how we at each moment can choose to come from love or fear. Instead of just using the outer technologies of telephone and email, we use our inner technologies to connect with loved ones, new business contacts, or even people we have conflicts with that we wish to resolve. Here's my vision for you. Regardless of your starting point with the ideas I'm presenting, I want you to know that from the very bottom of my heart, my intention for you is to experience your own wholeness and completeness. To feel your own direct connection with the realm of the miraculous, where all things are known and understood. The realm of the miraculous is the place of comfort and wonder that is in you, through you, and for you. This place is yours by divine right. Frequency treatments embedded in this program, including the first five informational CDs, are already gently assisting you on a conscious and subconscious level. These frequency treatments are one of the ways in which we can effortlessly erase and replace old ideas that no longer serve your highest and best. When you use the frequency treatments, use your intuition as to what volume you play them at and in what order. They can be played softly in the background while you are on the phone, working, or exercising. Remember not to try too hard or think too much. Be informed from your heart. The feeling of oneness with all creation or unity consciousness is like no other in my experience. The more of these experiences we have, the more we attract. Make a decision right now to be a dynamic, magnetic attractor of all worthy and good experiences. Enjoy in advance the wonderful feeling of making even more of a difference than you do now in your own life as well as in the lives of others. Before we get too far into this introduction, I do want to acknowledge that we live in a time of great and rapid change. Many perceive a hovering black cloud. For some, within this cloud is angst, anxiety, uncertainty, and fear. And it is no wonder. With the threat of war, rampant new diseases, global warming, and pollution that some scientists tell us would take millions of years to clean up. We are experiencing Earth pole shifts, possibilities of life-threatening solar flares, and ancient prophecies of end times. And I'm sure this is only the short list. Even if you aren't personally terrified, science can now demonstrate that the emotions of a population can affect the localized weather pattern. So, the emotions of those around you can certainly affect you, and your emotions affect others locally and globally. And on the other side of this equation, our emotions can scientifically bring about the resonance of peace, healing, and needed personal as well as global changes. We can do this together. In my Nightingale Conant program, Spiritual Alchemy, I focus almost entirely on this subject alone. The other day I was speaking with a friend. We've been friends since we were in kindergarten. She's an intellectual and a very gifted and creative artist. She'd been listening to National Public Radio. She said to me, "If people aren't upset and angry with the fact that children and adults all over the world are oppressed and starving, they aren't in touch with their real feelings." I believe that people are in touch with their feelings. However, the choice points of what we do with those feelings do make a difference in the world. As you continue to enhance your own life, you affect the frequencies of those around you and the global resonance positively. The incredible thing is that there are enough resources for every child, woman, and man to have good food, a comfortable home, and have more than their basic needs met. Who wants to be healthy, rich, and successful while others are needlessly suffering? We needn't suppress our real and deepest feelings lest they become internally and externally crippling and destructive. As we have just reviewed, feelings do have an energetic charge, a literal frequency, locally, physically, and non-locally. We can, however, channel that feeling-based energy subatomically to create a better world, a better life, and manifest our heart's most treasured desires. I will show you how you can channel and use the energy of your true feelings to absolutely achieve your personal fulfillment and to assist all others in the process. Fulfilling your heart's desires assists others in fulfilling theirs. Many of our daily and world problems have to do with our collective and limited beliefs about time and our relationship with time. Time-boundedness is our connectedness to our first and second energy centers, or chakras. You very likely know this information. Just in case you're not familiar with it, I will briefly do a quick overview. The first chakra is located at the base of your spine. It is your root chakra. Depending on the individual, there can be a resonance of energy up to 12 inches in circumference. It radiates from the core of your physical being, extending to the outer periphery of your body. This energy center is where we metaphorically have our genetic imprint, instinctual responses, and respond to the Earth's magnetics through the iron content in our blood. It is where our physical body directly connects to our environment, Earth. The first chakra is also our connection to the collective consciousness of personal, local, and global beliefs. The first chakra resonates to the key of C, the shades and hues of the color red. When translated into the light scale of physics, it resonates between 256 and 261.6 hertz. The second chakra resonates to the key of D at between 288 and 293.6 hertz and vibrates to the color orange. Our second chakra relates to individuation and leaving the tribe. First, as a very young adult leaving home. Additional stages of individuation continue throughout our lifetimes. A healthy adult will develop critical thinking and will learn to take in information and think for themselves. We leave the tribe on specific issues. If we have in any way been taught to feel superior because of economic status or race differences, we outgrow prejudices that may occur because someone is different than ourselves and/or our culture. We then, hopefully, begin to feel that in the bigger picture, we are all one. For example, in the bigger picture, each of us is like a cell in the greater universal body. It is from our second chakras that the fight or flight response is triggered. Our adrenals are like little pyramid-shaped glands located on the top of our kidneys. When we're late for an appointment, fearful about getting our taxes done on time, or frightened about our mortality, we are time-bound. Our adrenals pump adrenaline, then cortisol. We can become fatigued and we can experience body aches when we are time-bound. We elicit time-bound thoughts by overthinking about the past or worrying about the future. We literally leak life force when we do this. We are tremendously empowered when we are in the present moment. Staying in the moment helps us to better balance the duality of our existence. I have created a diagram for all the chakras included in the CD-ROM portion of this program. Quantum science has shown us that it is our beliefs and our collective agreement about time that will create our literal experience of time. The quantum theory of relativity informs us that time is not absolute, and as difficult as it's been for some to believe, this, the imaginal world, has a very powerful causative effect on what we call the real world, or our collective agreement about time. Ancient alchemists and quantum physicists alike acknowledge magical unseen force fields that act upon the observer and place him or her in a unique position in relation to the universe. The golden keys to transcendence of any and all limiting beliefs, lack and limitation of any kind, lie in our abilities to access potential realities. These possible realities are concealed from us by matter and energy and our perception of time and space. I'm weaving in this information about quantum physics and ancient scientific wisdom because we are using the magical, mystical, and scientific unseen forces directly in the creation of your magical divine experiment. It is the information from these paradigms that allows you to enjoy your experiment with ease, joy, and fun. It's my belief that life can and should be fun as much of the time as we can co-create it to be so. My own divine template has within it enjoyment and as much fun as I can possibly extract out of each and every single thing that I do. We live in a time in which the global human interest in quantum physics and ancient scientific wisdom from those who are not scientists is unprecedented. The dogma of the past 75 years of quantum physics has been blown apart and raised our global collective consciousness. This is because we now understand that quantum physics does not just pertain to the subatomic particles of the microcosm. Quantum physics includes the macrocosm of our very beings, all matter, and the entire universe. There are still many quantum physicists, theologians, and others who don't acknowledge the relationship of the microcosm and the macrocosm from an energetic perspective. According to astrophysicist Edgar Mitchell, the discovery of the quantum hologram disproves these old paradigms completely. He stated in a recent lecture for the Noetic Sciences that all physical matter displays quantum properties and that this will very likely revise and revolutionize the theory of physicality and the way in which we perceive our world. Ancient science and spirituality have always perceived the interrelatedness of all things, seen and unseen. It is heartwarming to me that scientists, spiritualists, and people from all walks of life are now actively participating in many alternative modalities of self-improvement, using ancient scientific wisdom and the quantum sciences. Energy medicine, in which healers work in the realm of the unseen, to transfer information into healing and wholeness is but one example of how we're using the information structure of the quantum hologram. All potentialities have to do with each of us as individuals. We are each more than a living electrochemical biological mass. We are each specific atomic outcomes of subatomic energy and information. We ourselves are, in fact, a potential that is not limited by time or space. It is with the scientific validation of ancient scientific wisdom that we're in process of resolving world problems. Outcomes to your heart's desires and the solutions to planetary changes are already installed in your DNA, accessible through feeling-based technology, which we will cover more in depth throughout this program. It's so exciting how the scientific problem-solving world of ideas is manifesting in every quadrant of the world. We can't change our health, our situations, or achieve our goals with just a positive attitude. We do have at our fingertips the information and assistance from many treasure troves of information from all time. As we reach a deeper understanding of how, on a quantum level, all emotions such as love, fear, and all the shades and colors of emotion do, in fact, have a resonance of energy and information. We can then selectively reprogram the energy and information of our emotions. As I intend to demonstrate, science does now back up the wisdom of the ages. You and your results will provide even more inspirational and scientific evidence. In Greg Braden's Nightingale Conant program, Speaking the Lost Language of God, he offers a very exciting story that illustrates energetic medicine and the alteration of our collective 186,000 miles per second space-time agreement. His program also reflects the ancient scientific wisdom of change, where the microcosm reflects the macrocosm and the macrocosm reflects the microcosm. One of the names we give this ancient science is heart-based technology. In Mr. Braden's program, he shares a fascinating video clip with an audience of a medicineless hospital in Beijing, China. In this video, a woman who is fully awake, under no anesthetic, is being monitored with ultrasound, which shows a potentially life-threatening cancerous tumor. On the screen of the ultrasound, the cancerous tumor was 3 inches in diameter. On the left side of the screen, the picture of the tumor is frozen in a still frame for reference. On the right side of the frame is the real-time image of the tumor. 3 practitioners are in the room with the patient. They begin chanting a word that held a particular meaning to them. Mr. Braden explains that what they chanted could be any word, the essential element being that it was collectively between the 3 practitioners a word that assisted them to the particular feeling state of the woman being healthy, vital, and completely healed from the cancerous tumor. It is very heartening and dramatic to actually hear the practitioners chant for 3 minutes. They all cheer as the real-time ultrasound reveals that the tumor has completely healed and has disappeared. You can call this prayer, divine intervention, or feeling-based technology. Either way, it's all good. Having been in the holistic field for many years, it's very encouraging to many of us to observe these healing modalities enter the more conventional and mainstream fields of medicine. There are many hospitals in the U.S. that incorporate prayer and energetic medicine in their treatment modalities. For example, several years ago, a client of mine who had metastasized cancer throughout her body had a very poor prognosis and was nearing death. As a last resort, she had a stem cell transplant at Stanford University Hospital. I was asked to attend and provide energetic assistance for the success of her treatment. I requested that any staff who could wholeheartedly embrace our energetic process to please attend and participate. The turnout was phenomenal. The room was packed. I hypnotized our patient during the infusion to assist in reducing the expected side effects of pain and nausea. Moments prior to the IV infusion, I placed my hands around the IV bag containing the stem cells and medication. My patient's physician then placed her hands around mine, and several of the nurses placed their hands around ours. We prayed together and blessed the intelligence of the baby stem cells to go to each area of our patient's body that required them in order for her to completely heal. The infusion went remarkably well. There were tears of joy and gratitude. Our patient continued to improve and eventually completely healed. In your magical divine experiment, it's important to be in resonance with your innermost self, as well as with those who can be in coherence with your heart's desires. The 3 practitioners in the medicineless hospital were in resonance on behalf of the woman who was healed from cancer. I'm willing to share with you in depth some of my own personal research, experience, learning curves, tremendous hope, and aspirations, as well as the heartwarming stories of others who are having a magical time in their own divine experiments. I will always be a student of this process. For the last 36 years, I've been living my own secret magical divine experiments, each approximately 12 years in duration. For the most part, I've kept them to myself. The reason I've kept them to myself, save for a selected few, is because it has long been my experience that if others can't hold your dreams and your ideas in resonance and truly believe they're possible, they seem to energetically drain the life force right out of the goals and dreams you embrace. This can be disheartening, to say the least. Sometimes, as painful as it may be, relationships in which you may have once been close grow distant and change. When this happens, it's helpful to bless those with whom you've once shared life experiences with, on their way, honoring the special times you've shared. Buddhist philosophy speaks of noble friends. Sometimes our noble friends are the ones who push our buttons by criticizing us in non-constructive and hurtful ways, or even by having primitive envy of our accomplishments. Our noble friends afford us the opportunity to reevaluate ourselves, our life paths, and to choose the higher road in all that we do. Those who remain within our inner circles become even closer. I recently spent a month on the islands, and it seemed like everywhere I turned I heard the phrase, "It's all good," and in the bigger picture I believe it is. This is because ultimately it's up to each and every one of us to choose how we will perceive a situation. I still love the saying in The Course of Miracles that says, "I can choose peace instead of this." I only share my aspirations with those who will feel them with me. I appreciate their feedback as they're part of my mastermind group. When we feel those divine sparks and the exhilarating frequency of creativity, the doors of synchronicity swing open. It's truly a magnificent feeling. The interconnectedness through the laws of attraction is magical. A distinguished writer, psychologist, recently shared with me that she had felt hurt and disappointed with the reaction of her office partners and their fear of everything and "you can't possibly do that" mentality when she told them about her latest aspirations. As she left their meeting, walking out of her office building, her eye was drawn to a bumper sticker on a truck passing by that said, "Don't expect those who've abandoned their dreams to support yours." Such excellent advice delivered with such immediacy. She had a good laugh at the timing and the synchronicity of the event, and so did I when she told me. As we create your divine experiment template, I suggest that you only share your heart's most treasured desires and intentions with those who can really support, trust, and believe in all that you wish to manifest in your life's journey. Most of us have heard variations of Buddha's comment saying that life is difficult. Though not always, and not in all ways, most of us at times have had some pretty big challenges to face. Perhaps one of the biggest challenges any of us can ever face is to discover and confront our own distorted and often unconscious belief systems. We can then begin to let go of old beliefs and ideas that no longer serve our highest and best. As we do this, I like to think of it as creating space on our cerebral hard drives, so to speak. The universe abhors a vacuum and rushes to fill it. The process is like pulling weeds out of the garden so that luscious new fruits of opportunity may grow and then be harvested. This process sometimes occurs as a result of a crisis that creates tremendous physical distress and/or an emotional upheaval and loss, causing one to look at life from a totally new perspective. I believe we can also have the wondrous shifts in perceptions and feeling-based beliefs through meditation, prayer, and magical synchronistic experiences. Also, by remaining focused on our intention for specific achievements, including expanding our horizons. In my own experience, it is imperative for me to keep it simple and not get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. This is an acronym for the word HALT, H-A-L-T. I believe depression, lack of enthusiasm, and passion are most often symptoms of outdated belief systems and limited perceptions. This has certainly been the case for me. How many times have you seen people that just seem to go through life almost like the walking dead? These are often the people who have believed that they would have one job, one employer, and be rewarded after many years of work with a going-away recognition party, a gold watch, and an ample retirement. The reality of the gold watch, after many years on the job, has long since evaporated. Most people today will have at least 3 to 12 careers or job changes. And what do I mean by limited perceptions and old negative beliefs? Based on perception, we once believed that the world was flat. Throughout history, and until the discovery of quantum physics, there was also a belief in the Western world that in what appeared to be empty space between matter, people, places, and things, nothing existed at all. In the 1700s and 1800s, the empty space was often referred to as the ether. We now know that what appears to be empty space to the naked eye, or even through an electron microscope, is in fact a rich, vast sea of energy interactively communicating and exchanging information in other galaxies and even universes instantaneously, non-locally, through action at a distance. Action at a distance is an aspect of quantum entanglement in which, if two particles interacted, when separated, no matter how far apart, if one was affected, the other one was as well, instantaneously, faster than the speed of light. This concept was very difficult for Einstein to accept. Quantum entanglement may also explain why non-local reactions, such as remote viewing, exist. Remote viewing is the ability to access accurate information about an object, person, event, or place by clearing the cognitive mind and accessing the unlimited structure of the quantum hologram. It is very much like the mystical aspects of Zen Buddhism, in which the mind learns to be an empty vessel. The mind then locates the target somewhere else in space and time. Remote viewing is a new name for an ability that has always existed in many forms in humankind. Intelligence operations for remote viewing in the United States were initially accomplished by Dr. Hal Puthoff and Dr. Russell Targ in 1972. We can all enhance our innate abilities to access information from the quantum hologram. The new technology is our intention to potentiate the internal technology already installed within us. In this program, through frequency technology, intention, non-locality, and effortless education, we are now joining together to enhance and enrich our life experience through accessing this vast, omnipotent sea of energy and information. I can imagine our grandparents would have been astounded to observe someone using a little cell phone that sent and received signals via satellite and enabled one to have conversations with someone anywhere in the world. From the most remote locations on the planet, in the still uncharted jungles of the Congo, or even the polar ice cap. Cell phone technology changed our belief systems about waves and particles, the seen and the unseen. The signals that accurately bounce off satellites in space must remain in coherence in order to not get scrambled. We must also maintain a coherence in order to achieve our highest and best. Throughout history, as mysteries continue to unfold, we continually discover that our perceptions are based on beliefs and so very often not accurate. The study of science itself demonstrates that what we perceive and believe at any given point in time is determined by the subjective filter through which we look. I remember a conversation I had with a close acquaintance who was a respected physician in the early 1970s. I was making my point that our mutual patient had indeed made a remarkable recovery from osteomyelitis. This young man nearly died of a bone infection, a result of complications from a compound spiral fracture to his tibia. A couple of nurses and myself did laying on of hands, and I additionally did some hypnotherapy. Although his physician was pleased that something did indeed turn this case around, he concluded that there was simply no scientific evidence to support my theory. Happily, and unbeknownst to me, Dr. Thelma Moss at UCLA and Dr. Bernard Grad of McGill University in Montreal, and now many others, were actually creating scientific studies that substantiate the existence of non-local and energetic healing. Dr. Grad, using infrared spectrography, examined water that was treated by a healer. He discovered that there was decreased hydrogen bonding between the molecules and that the water became structured. Structured water is significant in our health and our healing because water is truly the magical elixir of our physical bodies. Our planet is 70% water, and our inner ocean, the water in our bodies, to remain healthy, should also be 70% water. The physical aspect of your magical divine template, your body in which your spirit or higher self resides, functions at its highest and best when your physical being is properly hydrated. When properly hydrated, you are then electromagnetically, chemically, and subatomically able to resonate the frequencies of your heart's desires from a subatomic and cellular level out into the divine intelligence of the unified field. The unified field communicates back to you with those exciting and magical synchronistic frequencies that are so inspiriting. This is why I'm spending time on the necessity for abundance of frequency-structured water. Structured water, in which the long chains of hydrogen bonds have been broken down, enables water to enter the aquiforins of our cells directly. Aquiforins are minuscule cell entry sites, measured in angstroms, that allow water into our cells to oxygenate, nourish, and cleanse them. Structured water reduces the life force draining metabolic work of breaking down the long chains of hydrogen bonds. Water is the universal solvent that eliminates the toxins out of our cells. I believe that structured water is an essential aspect of your magical divine experiment. I will take just a few moments to explain why this is true. The most abundant molecule in the universe is the hydrogen molecule. Water is comprised of oxygen and hydrogen. The hydrogen bond is the chemical bond that exists between water molecules and keeps them together. The specific hydrogen bonds in water determine its many properties, for example, frozen or liquid. Water is extremely important for the structural stabilization of proteins, lipids, and the membranes of our cells. Transportation of ions from cell to cell is only possible because of the presence of water. Structured water delivers hydrogen-donating electrons to the nucleus of the DNA. All carbon-based life, which is all life here on Earth, receives life-giving energy from the sun and the photons it radiates. Ultimately, the sun is the energy source of all life on Earth. The highest and best source of structured water is from water-rich foods, such as raw organic fruits and vegetables. They're not only structured, but they are mineralized, alkaline, and ionized. Our bodies are electrochemical in nature and require proper balance in regard to acidity, alkalinity, ionization, and oxygenation on a cellular level in order to heal and prevent disease. I believe the best source of water is distilled water. This is because it is most like rainwater without the contaminants. Distilled water has the least amount of toxic frequencies and chemicals in it. The next step is to make it biologically active with life force giving electrons. There are many ways in which to do this. There are many commercially available products that add microcrystals that provide the matrix in which distilled water can carry life-enhancing frequencies. Holistic practitioners for hundreds of years have used various ways to imbue water with life force energy. I want to share with you some of the ways in which I have treated my own drinking water for over 30 years. I usually distill my own, place it in a colored or clear glass jar, and leave it in nature in a 24-hour sun and star cycle. I will then shake it and stir it clockwise to create a right spin vortex of energy. You can also simply buy distilled water and add commercially created products, such as crystal energy, which are physical microcrystals that restructure the water. Many believe that all life on Earth originated from hexagonally shaped microclustered water. We'll talk about platonic solids and geometrical shapes a bit later in the program. I think it's important to remember that our ancestors, or even our great-grandparents, did not face the challenges that we face today in regard to the quality and structure of water. This is because of interruption of the natural ecological flow of water caused by dams, mining, and the increased burden on Earth to filter water from increased industrialization and its byproducts. There are volumes of information on hydrogen, structured water, and related issues explored by such scientists as Dr. Linus Pauling, scientist William Holman, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and scientist Masaru Emoto, to name just a few. Chemotherapy patients have been shown to have reduced aldehydes and other toxic byproducts of chemotherapy by using structured water during treatment. My clients have all reported a quicker recovery time during illness and or treatment using structured water during and after treatment. My elderly dog, Rudy Whippet, enjoyed a long life of 16 years. I believe that he lived so long because, especially in the last years, I gave him structured water from homemade vegetable juice. When traveling, I gave him commercially available pentahydrate, which is also structured water. Many years ago, I read about a study done by a French biologist, Alexia Carroll, who kept heart cells of a baby chick alive for approximately 28 years by daily changing the broth in which the cells thrived. It was comprised of minerals in a saline solution in the same proportion as chicken blood. The reason this astounding experiment worked is because the researcher faithfully created a physiological appropriate fresh solution every day in which the cells thrived. The cells no doubt would have survived indefinitely had the experiment continued. We can learn from this study in creating the highest and best environment in which our cells may thrive. Perhaps this is one magical ingredient of the Fountain of Youth for more energy, vitality, and radiant well-being. Studies by scientist Masuro Emoto and others have also demonstrated that polluted water became structured with crystalline symmetrical patterns when prayed over using heart-based prayers of peace, love, unity, and compassion. Inspired by these findings, I began to conduct my own experiment. I attached labels to the bottom of containers of water. On my labels, I wrote the following words: peace, love, compassion, radiant well-being, and unity consciousness, and used this treated water for my plants. In a period of 1 year, my plants have gone from average to luxuriant and lush with abundant new growth. My office is rather like a jungle. This is wonderful because plants are amazing ionizers. They literally exhale ionized oxygen. Unfortunately, the science of my experiment is complicated because I also play sound frequency treatments from both my Sound Health, Sound Wealth, and Spiritual Alchemy programs. They are on repeat and play 24/7. When Rudy, my sweet Whippet dog, passed away a few years ago, through a synchronistic event, I rescued a large pit bull lab mix dog. She had been severely abused. Jade Wu was 1.5 years old when she joined our family. She was very intelligent, loving, and friendly, but had a very fear-based, aggressive response to some humans and most other animals. Underneath Jade Wu's water bowl, I wrote the words peace, balance, joy, and unity consciousness. Now she has a great sense of humor and loves everybody and is friendly with all creatures. I believe that her treated water has played a part in her spiritual and emotional healing. Our love and care of her are obviously major contributing factors as well. Using distilled, biologically activated water placed in a sapphire glass jar in a 24-hour star and sun cycle has been very soothing for all forms of anxiety, as well as ADD and ADHD in both children and adults that I've worked with over the years. I'm delighted that the subjects of structured water, pH balance, energetic medicine, and related modalities have finally made their way into mainstream healthcare. Many books and audio programs are now available. Two of the physicians I most admire are Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. Gabriel Cousins. Both cover much of the rainbow spectrum of overall radiant health and well-being. I'm currently in the process of creating a program that will focus on spiritual and alchemical approaches to holistic health and well-being. I have also included my 12 alchemical healers, a list of basic ingredients for health and well-being, in the CD-ROM portion of this program. The bottom line is that I want you to feel the very best that you can and have the richest, most fulfilling life possible. Please join me on the next CD.